Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this beautiful day, for this chance to gather as your community, to hear your word, and to sing your praises. We ask your blessing this morning upon Christina as she brings a word of blessing to all of us. Amen. Our reading this morning comes from Paul's letters to the people at Philippi, Philippians chapter 3, verses 6 through 11. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to chapel this morning. I'm happy to see you all here. So I'm Christina, or Christian, as your bulletin says. I mean, I guess I'm that too, so that works. This morning I want to talk about identity, digging into this Philippians passage and talking about where we get our value. So a little about myself. I'm a sophomore health fitness major here. I'm from Marion, Iowa. I'm the daughter of not one, but two pastors who met in the Gustavus Cath, and we're married here in Christ Chapel. My grandfather also went here, which makes me a third-generation Gustie, something I'm pretty proud of. On campus, I'm a collegiate fellow. I'm in the Gustavus Running Club, the chapel choir. I attend Prepare Bible Study, and I hope to become a physical therapist someday and go into global missions. My favorite Gustavus memory, being named St. Lucia this past Christmas. Ask me about myself and I'll probably recite the same spiel over and over again. It's your typical Gustie greeting. You've heard it before, your name, your year, your hometown, your major, your involvement. You've probably recited yours before. It's your identity, right? In Philippians, Paul gives a pretty legit resume of things he's got going for him. If he attended school here, his gusty greeting might be like what we read in verse 5. Hey, my name's Paul. I'm a junior religion major from the nation of Israel. Funny, I know. 100% Hebrew, circumcised on the eighth day, all that jazz. I like to hang out with the other Pharisees because I'm super passionate about the law. I follow it to a T. I'm a good person. I like to point others in the right direction. I do no wrong. I'm pretty awesome. If Paul's gusty greeting doesn't make complete sense to you, that's okay. To fully understand his point, we have to have some historical context. There are four ways Paul identifies himself. The first is his heritage. Paul shows that he is a Jew born and raised. This is something people of the time took great pride in. He wasn't a convert to Judaism, which was something slightly looked down on. Two, Paul had status in the Jewish community. As a Pharisee, he was the cool kid on the block. People wanted to be in his position. He was high on the social hierarchy. Three, Paul was passionate and effective in his religiousness. That's what he means by zeal. According to Webster's dictionary, zeal is a strong feeling of interest and enthusiasm that makes someone very eager or determined to do something. Before becoming a Christian, Paul demonstrated his zealousness by persecuting the church, and he was good at it. The fourth thing, Paul was a good person. He had legalistic righteousness, and that that he was actively striving to attain God's approval by following the law. By the standards of the time, Paul had his act together. He had an incredible list of accomplishments. He was a perfectionist. But look at what he says next, and this is from the Message translation. Verse 7, "The very credentials these people are waving around as something special, I'm tearing up and throwing out with the trash, along with everything else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ. Yes, all the things I once thought were so important in my life are now gone. Compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master, everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him." So what do we do with that? Why is Paul bragging about all his past achievements one second and then calling them trash and rubble the next? He says, "Everything I thought I had going for me is insignificant compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ." It's pretty intense. Our society puts a huge emphasis on titles. Titles like homecoming king, captain of the football team, valedictorian, triple physics, biochem, Japanese studies major with an emphasis in neurological foundations. Whatever that is. For me, most recently, it was being crowned St. Lucia. Don't get me wrong, I'm so grateful for the experience, and I'll treasure the memories I made with the girls on the court for the rest of my life. But this message from Paul challenges me to assess where I get my value. What gives us identity? What makes us feel good about ourselves, and what gives us confidence? Is it academic success? Athletic success? Should our self-worth be found in the number of times our name is listed on Gustavus Love Confessions? Or maybe the number of organizations we're a part of? We Gussies take great pride in our leadership roles on campus and the number of volunteer hours we put in each week. While those things are certainly important, do they last? Do they give us value and self-confidence for the rest of life, or will they be dismissed when we leave campus? Compare the time frame to that of identity in Christ. In him, we have an eternal, unending, unconditional identity as children in God's kingdom. What I'm learning from Paul is that our accomplishment-based identity lasts for a moment in time, but our relationship with the creator of the universe lasts for all eternity. So what do we do? How do we move forward? What I hear Paul saying is when our identity is found in Christ, our priorities change. When our minds are set on an eternal identity, we can stop striving for earthly perfection. If I'm honest, I have to admit that this is something I really struggle with. In my human nature, I'm a perfectionist through and through. I'm so often like Paul before he accepted an identity founded in Christ, and before he realized he was saved by the grace of God through faith, not by his own actions, as he writes in Ephesians. When I lose sight of my identity in Jesus, I become a perfectionist and my priorities become all mixed up. My schoolwork, my social life, my workouts, my to-do list, it becomes never-ending, and my relationship with God suffers. I struggle to be vulnerable with the people I care most about, because I don't want them to see that I can't live up to the expectations I set for myself, the expectations that I feel the world is setting for me. But this passage in Philippians reminds me to just relax. In Jesus, I'm set free from striving for success, set free from perfection. In my experience, this freedom brings incredible peace and incredible joy, a peace and joy I hope that you find. So who are you? What's your identity? Paul is challenging us to look beyond our resumes, our long list of titles and accomplishments. My hope is that together we can quit striving for perfection and have peace and confidence in our identity as children of God.
You guys can stand.
Shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Peace.